From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. President's son-in-law to appear before another congressional committee today.
When my father-in-law decided to run for president, I served his campaign the best I could because I believe in him and his ability to improve the lives of all Americans.
That was Jared Kushner yesterday after a closed meeting before the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee. Today, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor again faces questions, only this time from the House Intelligence Committee as part of its probe into Russian meddling in last year's election. Mr. Kushner, after his testimony yesterday, rushed off to the White House from where he emerged around 30 minutes later with his official statement.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
President Trump used his Twitter on Tuesday to express satisfaction with what Kushner said on Monday. Well, President Trump is ramping up pressure on Republicans to pass a new health care law, saying that there's been enough talk and no action. Speaking in the White House Blue Room on Monday, Mr. Trump scolded Senate Republicans, saying they've not kept their promise to repeal and replace the current health care law, which is the Affordable Care Act championed by former President Barack Obama.
Tomorrow, the Senate will vote on whether to allow this urgently needed bill to come to the Senate floor for debate. The question for every senator, Democrat or Republican, is whether they will side with Obamacare's architects, which have been so destructive to our country, or with its forgotten victims.
President Trump also tore into Obama's health care law with fresh intensity. This is VOA News. During a speech Monday night in front of about 40,000 Boy Scouts at the National Scout Jamboree, U.S. President Donald Trump, who first said he would not get political, did just that. First, he established a tie between the Scouts and his closest allies.
It's amazing how many Boy Scouts we have at the highest level of our great government. Many of my top advisors in the White House were Scouts. 10 members of my cabinet were Scouts. Can you believe that? 10.
Then the president joked that the Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price better get enough votes in the Senate to begin debate on the Republican health care bill on Tuesday. Otherwise, I'll say, Tom, you're fired. More pressure for U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions from members in Congress and the White House over his contacts with Russia's former envoy to Washington and for later recusing himself from the Department of Justice probe of alleged collusion between President Trump's campaign team and Russia. This despite Sessions' denial that he's done anything wrong. This is the Attorney General just a few weeks ago before the Senate Intelligence Committee.
I was your colleague in this body for 20 years, at least some of you. And the suggestion that I participated in any collusion, that I was aware of any collusion with the Russian government to hurt this country, which I have served with honor for 35 years, or to undermine the integrity of our democratic process, is an appalling and detestable lie.
A senior Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee is calling Sessions to appear before the panel as soon as possible to answer questions about his conversations with Russia's former ambassador. Venezuelans are tensing for a national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel Sunday's controversial election of a constituent assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. The U.S. military says it's preparing to conduct another test of a missile defense system to put in place to counter threats from North Korea. A Pentagon spokesman, Navy Captain Jeff Davis, said Monday that the test of the military's Terminal High Altitude Area Defense in the far northwestern state of Alaska is scheduled to go ahead again soon. The United Nations envoy for Middle East peace process is urging a quick resolution to the current crisis around the Al-Aqsa Mosque, also known as the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Tensions have risen over the past few weeks between Israelis and Palestinians after Israel installed metal detectors and security cameras at the holy site. Envoy Nikolay Mladenov talked to reporters and expressed his dismay. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.